Welcome to Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. I'm Shelby Varner. If you're ever in Potwin, Kansas or South Central Kansas, there's a chance you'll see Renata Gosin driving around her plant bus. The plant bus is a part of Renata's garden. And today, to talk about her business, we are joined with Renata Gosin. Renata, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Oh, of course. Yeah, anything.
Renata, to get started, could you tell me a bit about yourself and how you also got started with your business?
As you mentioned, I live in Potwin, Kansas. I actually have grown up here all my life. I'm born and raised on a family farm, and I was a 13-year 4-H'er, and that's kind of where I got started in horticulture. I'm a very competitive person, and I got involved in the horticulture identification judging competition. And our local horticulture agent really took an interest in getting me and a couple other 4-H'ers involved in going up to Kansas State University every August and competing with our team, our Butler County team. And we did really well there. And that's where I first heard that horticulture was a career option. So along those lines, at the same time as I was in 4-H and competing in horticulture judging, I also participated in the project where you could, you know, grow fruits and vegetables and get them judged at the county fair. And that's when I started gardening and producing my own plants. From there, as with many people who start plants from seed, they know you have a lot of leftover plants when you grow from seed. So I started marketing that to the community and started kind of my own first Renata's Garden business in that way, and selling plants to the community and educating people about what to look for in quality plants. So I guess in a way that was the start of it all.
And now we've moved forward. You've went to college for horticulture and started this business of just a few years ago. Could you share about what made you choose to start Renata's Garden?
Yeah, so K-State is really fantastic at helping, especially in the College of Agriculture, at helping kids really find their own path and not just going on set careers. I mean, obviously, we all start as freshmen there with ideas in mind. And my idea was to be a landscape designer because I have this kind of creative artistic streak in me from 4-H. I was also a seamstress and I liked patterning and all of that, the design aspect. But the longer I was at K-State, the more opportunities that professors and my advisor encouraged me to pursue, the more I kind of just molded a path into greenhouse production. I took several internships. I worked in commercial greenhouse for a whole semester. I studied abroad in Europe. And really, I just packed my college experience with as many different things as I possibly could, because I was told by everyone, now is the time, right, to have these experiences. So if the opportunity was there, I pursued it. And I think that's a lot of that 4-H go-getter mindset in me. But when I went through all these experiences, I discovered that I didn't really like the big industry, like the commercial aspect. I liked having the money to be able to, you know, implement beneficial insect programs and be able to trial different plants and genetics and all of that. But I was missing that direct to customer experience, like seeing the people's faces that were going to buy my plants and grow the plants that I grew in my greenhouse for them. That's what I experienced when I was in high school originally. And that's what I was missing even toward the end of my college experience. And that's when I knew I wanted to work locally amongst the people with plants. So that's kind of my story of how I decided to return home to the Wichita, Kansas area, to Potwin, and kind of revamp Renata's Garden and return to my little old high school business of selling plants in the community to different communities, and do that in a very unique and mobile way.
You mentioned a mobile way, and I think that's a great time to bring up the plant bus. I know I have seen it. It's a very cute bus. Could you talk a little bit about the plant bus?
The plant bus is my pride and joy, I've got to say. So I've been through, this is my second spring season now with the plant bus after being out of college. And there's nothing like the feeling of getting back behind the wheel in the spring and getting and just loading it full of green plants. I got to say, at the end of like around Christmas time, when I was starting to close things down temporarily to start, you know, my winter production for the spring, I was like, oh, thank the Lord. I need a break, because taking the bus out every weekend is a lot of work. It's loading and unloading and sweating and freezing and making sure the bus is working properly. There's a lot of in-between nitty-gritty stuff that isn't necessarily my favorite thing to do, but it's worth it to me because of the experience that I have and that I share with my customers. So the plant bus, I guess I should say a little bit more about how it functions. So I have greenhouses located on my family's property here just outside of Potwin. And that's where I do my growing. That's where I use my college education to the T, right? Supposedly. And then I load my plants onto the bus and I travel around South Central Kansas. So that includes anywhere from like pretty much Marion County, Butler County, Sedgwick County, and Harvey County. I do kind of expand out a little bit, but usually within an hour's drive of my greenhouses. And I take the bus out, I set it up for the day. People can walk onto the plant bus and shop plants and make their purchases and walk off. And then that's their experience. And I can just take it to any community, whether it's urban Wichita or just a mile down the road to Potwin, and park at the old gas station and let all the kids from the park come and check out what's going on. And it's such a unique experience.
You mentioned your plant bus, but that's not all what Renata's Garden is. You also provide other services. What are those services?
So a big part of my business mission is to, my slogan is unearth horticulture. And the reason I chose that is because sometimes people don't understand what the word horticulture means. Since 4-H was such a huge influence on my experience, I wanted to make sure that plant education, horticulture education, was a big part of my business, taking the knowledge that I worked on throughout the years and making that more accessible to people and kind of be a translator of that. So when you buy a plant on the plant bus, every plant comes with a QR coded tag, stake tag in the pot that you can scan, and it takes you to Plant Care Library on my website, The Plant Guide, and you can learn more about how to take care of that plant, whether it's house plants or edible plants and soon to be native plants as well. You can check out how to take care of it and learn more about that plant. So along those lines, I also offer what's called Renata's Garden Club now. And if you're a club member, you get to experience like exclusive events, like I'm going to do a tomato tasting tea party this summer. And also the club members receive my cell number and they get to text me 24/7 and ask me all these plant questions. They can send me pictures of their plants. And basically I'm like those plant apps, but a face that they know and love. And they know I have a horticulture degree and I have experience to help them out. And it's more of a diagnostic process that's personalized to them. And they can get educated in the process as well as to how to diagnose problems in the future with their plants. So I offer that plant care service, but I also do house calls. So I go around like the plant doctor and people can book a house call with me, and I go maybe do plant selection for their yard, help them with tree health, or I've gone to a lady's house and picked off all the soft brown scale off her ficus plants. So anything from houseplant care to outdoor plant selection and health assessments, basically like the horticulture doctor in this area.
You're doing a lot for Potwin, Kansas and the surrounding area, it sounds like. What impact have you seen within your community?
That's a very interesting thing. I've seen a lot of positive impact, I think, and it's hard for me to speak to that because it's my perspective and not the community's perspective, but I really enjoy popping up in Potwin. And, you know, we recently lost a lot of our local businesses here in the area. So like our grocery store closed. Technically, I think we would be considered a food desert here in Potwin, which if those listening don't know what a food desert is, it's something to do with locals not being able to have a grocery store within easy traveling distance to get fruits and vegetables. So the community garden here is very important. And I've found with taking the bus downtown that it gives people something to do, and it's really exciting, and people can get locally grown plants that they know is from their area. And honestly, it's a lot of fun to see people's faces really joyful. And a lot of the kids in the community have newly decided that they're going to be plant bus owners someday. So I've enjoyed that. So right now, though, they are not to that point. So I have started them in training on bus door opening and closing for my customers.
Sounds like important work for them to be doing.
Yeah.
I'm sure they really enjoy it, and it might be even a favorite part of their day. And Renata, what's a favorite part of you starting Renata's Garden?
Well, I think it's pretty clear I'm very customer-centric, very people-centric. And a lot of times when people get into horticulture, they're doing it because they're a little bit introverted and they like plants, not people. I've heard that so many times in my career so far. And I just don't think that's what our industry is about. Our industry is about the people more than it is about the plants. Our job is to educate people and to help people have positive experiences with agriculture in a unique way. Because, you know, not everybody's going to have like a wheat field in their backyard or cattle or have space to keep 4-H animals, but everybody can have a plant on their porch, a tomato plant or flowers or herbs. And I think that horticulture is just, I'd like to call it the agriculture of the people. You know, it's accessible to people. And my business is all about making agriculture accessible to everyone.
You've mentioned a lot of different plants. Do you have a favorite, and why would it be your favorite?
I definitely have a favorite. I have been asked this question many times, so I have a set answer. My favorite plant is lavender. And the reason is because it is so multi-purpose. I like things that serve many functions. And lavender has ornamental use, so it's really beautiful. It can be used for cut flowers. It's also culinary, and there's a certain element of aromatherapy, so it's calming. And then also it can keep pests at bay, like mosquitoes. So I think lavender is the all-around awesomest plant. And I really enjoy growing it quite a bit because it's one of those plants that really grows well in Kansas because of our droughty conditions and poor soil. And there's not a lot of plants that like that kind of conditions. Most people kill it with kindness. So I like a plant that can thrive off neglect.
Renata, you've done a lot of work with starting your business and obviously driving around your plant bus. For people who are thinking about starting a new business, what are some pieces of advice you'd give them?
Well, I think that most entrepreneurs looking back would think of a lot of things that they wish they had done instead of what they actually did. But I think it's all about making your own mistakes and just getting started. I had the fear of getting started right off the bat because I had this big yellow bus sitting in my driveway for several months before I even knew where to get started, where to make that first call. Because, you know, I was a 22-year-old fresh out of college. I was living at my parents' because I knew that I was starting this thing. And I had a lot of fears. And I don't think many entrepreneurs talk about the amount of fear that you have to face when you're taking risks. So I would just encourage anybody who's starting a business to take courage and just to get started and think and have a goal and think, all right, I know what I want. How am I going to make this happen? Let's just take this one step at a time. So yeah, just conquering your fears is a big part of entrepreneurship.
Renata, you've talked about your plant bus that you travel around, and you've talked about different services you provide. If people are wanting to find out more information about that stuff, where can they do so?
You can go to renatasgarden.com, and I have an events page on there that you can scroll through to see my most upcoming events. And then also I have contact form on there that you can always reach out by email. And I'm more than happy to respond and answer any questions that way. But you can also follow me on social media. And I am on Facebook and Instagram and trying out TikTok. You know, no one's perfect on social media platforms, but Instagram and Facebook are my main two platforms, and they're both under the handle Renata's Garden.
Renata, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today and tell us a bit about your business. I appreciate it.
Of course.
That was Renata Gosen, owner of Renata's Garden. If you would like to find out more information about Renata's business, you can go to her website at www.renatasgarden.com or find her on social media at Renata's Garden. The spelling for Renata's Garden is RenatasGarden. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please give it a like and share with others. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.